Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Let me ask you, what happens when power, privilege, and fame collide behind closed doors? How deep does the darkness run when the lights go down at a party that only the elite attend? Today, we're peeling back the curtain on a story involving one of the biggest names in the entertainment industry. Yes, you know it, Sean Diddy Combs. And the unsettling rumors that are surfacing faster than anyone can contain. We're going to be talking with Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. A shocking allegation that's emerged from the shadows. It suggests that a moment of indecency at a Ciroc vodka party was thwarted not by security, but by an A-list athlete who stepped in just in time. What's more disturbing is that the question this raises, how many times has someone not stepped in? How often have the powers felt uncomfortable, shielded by celebrity status, while crossing lines most wouldn't dare? The latest revelations hint at a world where boundaries blur, parties become strategies for exploitation, and attendees either play along or walk away before things turn sinister. But beneath these allegations lies a deeper psychological question. Are these parties part of a toxic system where manipulation is camouflaged as opportunity, or are they symptoms of something far more calculated, a grooming process wrapped in luxury and access? Let's dive into that conversation with Robin Dreeke and the unsettling truth behind these rumors. There's another piece of the case that came out this last week, another one from Tony Busby. This one is involving a business owner allegedly someone who helped a lot of celebrities get jewelry and things of that nature for appearances and such. Very prominent individual. The name is not listed here. One could speculate, but this was at a Ciroc vodka promotional party. Claims that Diddy took him to a room, exposed himself to him, thinking something was going to happen, and it took an A-list sports star who allegedly came in, broke it up, and said, "Hey, you know, get out of here. This is not okay," and prevented an assault from taking place. That's an interesting angle that we're starting to see. I'm wondering how many other accounts like that we're going to see of other stars, celebrities, or whoever, people with power that were at these Diddy parties that maybe were surprised by some of the behavior that happened after a certain hour and were like, what the fuck? And did kind of do their thing of like stepping in, but then getting the hell out of there. Because we have heard a lot of people who are like, yeah, at 10 o'clock or whatever, 12 o'clock, I'm out of the Diddy party. It's not for me. They just kind of start to see, okay, things are changing, time to go home. Maybe never truly getting a big grasp of what in totality actually goes down at those parties. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? The star stepping in and stopping an assault from the party thrower, Diddy, allegedly.
Yeah, I think we're going to see that. I've been I'm friends with a few people that have, you know, that are in high level sports, professional sports and things like that. And they are those kinds of people. There's a tight network, kind of like in any good, healthy group and organization. There are good people that are going to watch out for you that already have reps on things to avoid. I remember, believe it or not, when I was in New York, many, many years ago on my first tour in New York City, we had a thing called the Goodwill Games, kind of like the Olympics, but kind of more domestic. And so we had the Goodwill Games, and I'm doing, helping out security at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan. And this is where a lot of the athletes are staying. CNN, Ted Turner was kind of organizing this thing, and I'm here walking in the lobby, and in walks Shaq. Mm-hmm. And Shaq's got his entourage with him. And so he actually called over me and a couple of the other FBI guys and a couple of NYPD guys and said, "Hey, just me, you know, just to help, you know, be a buffer for me, if you would." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I remember a few people walked up to him, and females, and wanted to take some pictures with him. And he goes, no pictures. And it's like, and I remember when they had walked away, and buddy, extremely friendly, extremely gracious, a very nice guy to be around. And I said to him, I said, "Hey, Shaq," I said, "why no pictures?" He goes, "Oh, that'll go sideways really quick. People are going to use that against me. And, you know, people can do nefarious things. And so I have a rule of my code of conduct." And mm-hmm. I've seen that with other people in those positions as well. They're staying as good and healthy as they can. And then what I saw him also doing was, he had another celebrity with him, big athlete, and people wanted to take pictures with him, and he goes, no. And he was the one pulling them out, you know, saving him from mm-hmm. those situations. So you do have people like that are doing those things. And so it's important for, it's not hard to imagine that this is what's also happening at these parties, because what was happening, I think, is you at a certain hour, the filter would start happening. And here's, and that's what I was writing while you're talking about this. It really struck me when we're forming cults, what a lot of times cults will do, they'll love bomb you to get you in.
Yeah.
And they'll shower you with love. They'll shower you with affection as they're slowly grooming you into this culture of extremely unhealthy behavior, where there's someone at the top. Generally in a cult, someone at the top, there's sexual things that are going on, they're for profit, and there's people that are going to be victims. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So there's another way that I was just thinking about this whole Diddy situation. Instead of necessarily love bombing, he was celebrity bombing. Mm-hmm. He was offering someone and letting them feel the power of celebrity, the influence of celebrity, being the celebrity club. So he's celebrity bombing you by surrounding you with all these cool people. And once you like get addicted to it and the dopamine's flowing, well, then we're going to escalate it. And that's where the filters happen. So the healthy ones are coming in saying, no, I've been exposed to this before. I've seen this show, and I'm going to pull out of this because I got to go home. I'm going to have a normal life. Mm-hmm. And those that didn't have any reps yet, didn't have experience, and did not have a loving critic in their lives saying, "Hey, you need to get your ass out of there." They got sucked in by the celebrity bombing.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's kind of an all around thing. I mean, some of not only the people that would go in and I guess take advantage of these people, take advantage of this culture of anything goes sex world. He did the same thing with the victims themselves that came in and promised celebrity, promised, you know, this is how it works. You know, if you want to get into this world, we've all done this. This is just what it is. And that's how they groom them to think, oh, well, it's the price of admission, essentially. If I want all this fame and fortune over here, I guess I got to do this really uncomfortable or traumatic thing right now to get there. And it's the same. It's a casting couch story, you know, just on a very glamorous level, I guess, if you're at Diddy's white party.
You know, as the time of this recording, a couple days ago, the singer Jelly Roll just came out and said something very similar to this. I was curious about what, I wonder what prompted him to say that he's been really seeing the dark, super dark side of the music industry. And he claimed he's going to expose a lot of this because he's been seeing it. It's wrong. It's unhealthy. And I'm just curious because there's a lot of dark things in a lot of organizations, and celebrity seems to be the path to unhealthiness.
I'm all about it being exposed. I'm all about people speaking up. One thing I would say to Jelly Roll about this is maybe don't tease that you're going to be exposing people before you expose people, because there's a lot of people who've teased that they were going to expose people, and those people who were going to expose people are no longer people. They're no longer here to do such things. So I love it. Great. Expose away if that's what you're going to do, but I guess surprise people with it. Don't tell everybody you're going to do that.
It's good advice on that one.
Because it hasn't worked out so well for others who've had that same mission when it's been found out.
Yeah, no kidding. But
yeah, I think we're going to find out a lot more in the coming weeks of Diddy. It's not going to end. It's just going.
No, it's not.
And there you have it. A tangled web of celebrity manipulation and power. But let's not kid ourselves. What we're talking about isn't just some isolated party scandal. It's a pattern that stretches across industries where success often demands silence and ambition is leveraged against dignity. There's a reason why people keep their distance from these parties after midnight, because what happens next isn't the stuff of publicists and glossy photo ops. This isn't a story about a bad judgment at one party, about systems where power is wielded like a weapon and where the line between opportunity and exploitation is razor thin. Just as cults love bomb their followers and groom them into compliance, celebrities use a more glamorous bait, access. It's not about love, but celebrity bombing, where being near the famous and the influential can cloud your judgment, leaving you vulnerable before you even know what hit you. The sad truth, for every person who walked away, there's another who stayed, convinced that enduring trauma was just the price of admission to a glittering world. And that's where the tragedy really lies, when people are groomed to believe that sacrificing their integrity is part of the game. Now, here's where things get dicey. We like to imagine that good always wins, that people with moral compasses will step in, like the athlete who allegedly did. But what happens when these people don't step in? Or worse, when they're part of the problem? This story, we heard about a female celebrity who just stood there, watched, as her alleged significant other sexually violated another human being, a minor, allegedly. And then watched as their buddy Diddy allegedly went in and did the same. What do they do after they go out? Oh, hey, can I have some more of those little ham roll-ups? That'd be great. Guessing maybe Diddy doesn't serve ham roll-ups at his party, but you get the point. The kind of reflection we need, not just from the entertainment industry, but from all industries where unchecked power thrives, is what we need to have happen. The story is far from over. Diddy may not be the last name we hear, and the allegations will likely continue to unfold. But the question we should be asking ourselves is, how complicit are we as a society when we glamorize and idolize the very culture that enables this behavior? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to press subscribe. And thanks for listening. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.